My soul fainted for thy. My soul fainted for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fell for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, black. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Psalm 119, section calf of Psalm 119. Shalom, 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 all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh forever and forever. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day, on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to get to what we're going to get to tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters, quickly. Hallelujah. We're going to move right into the subject. I want you all to hear something. An ex-police officer speaks out for what they claim black and white America, but he has a message that's more directed at and toward a so-called black Americans, which we are not that. The overwhelming majority of us here in this country, as you know by now, by listening to this program and listening to other brothers and sisters out there, with the spirit of Yah upon them, to tell you and me and our people the truth. This is how Yah moves upon his servants. He puts the spirit upon us and causes us to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. Yah is also moving upon the heathen. Hallelujah. As mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19, where he says that the Gentiles, hallelujah, shall come. Hallelujah, saying, truly our fathers have inherited vanities and lies and things wherein there is no profit. My beloved brothers and sisters, the word of Yah is right, is pure, is unadulterated, is untampered with. Why? Because it is the truth. Now I want you to listen to this. Listen to what this white man is telling you all, even though he don't just come out and just straightforward say you have to read between the lines who we are, but he's correlating it to our antiquity, something that happened to us in ancient, what they call so-called Egypt. Mizraim, grandson of Noah. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. Let's listen to what this ex-white police officer has to say, and we're going to come back. Hallelujah. After that, it is going to be all in the word of Yah. It can happen any time. My beloved brothers and sisters, any day now, some people trying to set dates, some people trying to set years, trying to say we have to 2019 and all this type of stuff. No, Yah can decide to come any day, but we know one thing for sure, he is coming. And oh, is he coming. Hallelujah. I'm Yeremiah ben Yisrael. You are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. We will return momentarily.
Hey, friends, and well, let me be honest. Probably before this video is over, some of you will consider me as an enemy. But I wanted to share a couple minutes about my thoughts, not only on the tragedies that we have been experiencing over these past months, and especially these last couple of days with the shootings of our black men. But what I'm coming to learn over my 23-year journey of being a white man, living and ministering amongst my black family here in several inner cities of Chicago. And I'm going to speak very black and white because, let's be honest, it's a black and white issue. I want to take you to the book of Exodus, chapter 1, and I wanted to share a little bit of what took place prior to the rise of Moses. When I read that, it talked about that the Pharaoh became concerned and very fearful that the Hebrew slaves were growing in number and in power. So in order to maintain their oppression, he put upon them great labor. He put upon the Hebrew slaves cruelty to keep them down. However, they still grew. And so he brought together some midwives, and he instructed them that when a Hebrew boy was born, well, these midwives did not follow, and the Hebrew slaves continued to grow. Eventually, the Pharaoh became so hatred and towards those Hebrew slaves that he made a decree. He put out an order that male baby boys, Hebrew slaves, were to be killed by casting them into the Nile River. Let's look at America. We brought blacks into this country as slaves. We never intended them to be anything other than a slave. But they began to grow in number and in power, and eventually they fought their way to some freedom. So we became even more cruel, and to keep our black Americans down, we lynched. But yet they rose. So then we used the welfare system, the criminal justice system, to keep them down, to contain them, to destroy them. But yet they rose and they're rising. Then we built prisons and jails to hold them. Yet they rose. And so now we are doing exactly what the Pharaoh did at the end, sending out a decree. John. So until we admit that when we wrote this Constitution that all men are created equal, that we never intended to include our black brothers and sisters, our nation may end up facing exactly what the Egyptians faced when they refused to let God's people go. So I'm going to say this to my white fellow Americans, that the bloodshed that is on its way is not on the hands of our fellow black Americans, but is on our hands. We are the ones that are refusing to let God's people go. We are the ones that are refusing to acknowledge that we do not value our black brothers and sisters as equal individuals or equal Americans as us white men. And to my black brothers and sisters, the racial issues, as I've said, have been there from the very foundation. But why do we see it more? Because there's a shifting. See, us white men have been at the head of the foundation. But we've had a black president. And you know, we've done everything in our power to keep him from really changing things. Now we have another minority rising to the top, a white female. What does that say? Those of us who are white men who have been at the head are now starting to see and fear that we are going to become the tail. And we know what we've done to you. And so now we're fearful that you're going to do to us what we have done to you. But I will say this. I've lived in a black community for 23 years. I've never been treated the way that this country has treated my black Americans. So I call out my white Americans to say we better heed, repent, acknowledge, and change. Because if we don't, I just want to again say this. The bloodshed that we will experience is on our hands, not the hands of our fellow black Americans. I welcome your comments. I welcome your feedback. Hit me up on Facebook or go to my webpage at www.studio2911.org. Again, that's studio2911.org. I don't necessarily know the answer, except for us white Americans need to repent, acknowledge the lies that we have taught, acknowledge our value system of equality. It is not here, and it does not include our black brothers and sisters. And we need to change, and we need to change now. Thanks for your time. What's up?
Well, there are multiple responses to that. I mean, we can just blow the roof off of this one. First of all, to this white man, we are not your brother. You know, I understand what you're trying to do, but hey, I don't compromise here. You may well run to some of my brothers and sisters that like to compromise with y'all. There's no compromise. Now, you're calling out for the white Americans to repent. After all of these years, they have not repented, and you're not going to repent simply because of the fact that you are still spending money from the transatlantic slave trade when you sold my ancestors like animals on the auction blocks, okay? If there was going to be real change in America, you all would try hard to try to give, what, reparations. But see, that's not up to, for you or up to you to do anyway, because the Most High Yah is going to pay us back, just like he's going to pay you all back. And, oh, you are going to get it. There's no repentance, because there will be no excuse. There's no throne, O daughter of Babylon. Come sit down in the dust, as mentioned in Isaiah chapter 47, starting at verse 1. Sit down in the dust, for you will no longer be called the Lady of Kingdoms. In other words, the leader of the nations. You will no longer be the hammer of the nations, as mentioned, hallelujah, over in Jeremiah chapter 50 and 51, where it talks about your destruction. Not only was this the destruction of ancient Babylon, but it also signifies the destruction of this modern day daughter of Babylon, in which you are America. Oh, yeah. Oh, daughter of Babylon is mentioned in Psalm 137. Read all these, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. Read the word of Yah. We even told them, hallelujah, over in Jeremiah, over in the 50th chapter of Jeremiah, that we would have healed Babylon. But Babylon could not be healed. This place can't be fixed. It's so wicked. So there's only one thing and one thing alone that's left for you, and that's the judgment of Yah, because Yah have not forsaken his people, and he will never do that. And he will never forget what you all have done to his heritage. So just be prepared, ye white Americans, to get down in the dust, because that's where you're going. There's no forgiveness. There's no repentance for you all. You all went too far. Yah say he was just a little displeased. But you all helped to further the affliction. You went too far with it. You went too far. He didn't even put in your hearts on how to treat us. You decided upon yourself to hang us, lynch us, and still shoot us down like dogs in the streets today. Yeah. You decided to do this. This wasn't y'all's decision. He said, I've given my heritage into thine hand, and thou didst show them no mercy. You didn't show us not one ounce of mercy, and you're not showing us mercy now. So how the hell can you repent when you won't even do right, when you won't even try to fix the problem? Look at that. There's no fixing this problem. The only way to do it is with the mass slaughter that's coming. Now, to you whites who might be listening out here, I do not even apologize to you. I'm not going to say I'm sorry, but no, I'm just giving it straight to you. You are going to get it. You will see the vengeance of Yahweh. Oh, yeah. But we didn't do it. You're still benefiting off what your ancestors did. Don't come to me with that crap. run to some of these Negroes out here who don't know no better, who want to compromise with you. Hallelujah. My people, Zephaniah, as some of you all call it. The prophet's name is Zephaniah. Chapter 2, starting at verse 1. Look at this. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Y'all won't even do that. So I got some things against y'all, too. Y'all Hebrew groups, y'all Hebrew organizations. When did y'all tell us to break ye down into groups? And when one group knoweth more than the other group, go ye around in debate. Where is that in the scriptures, brother? Where is it? Tell me where that is. So then you know what y'all need to do. Y'all need to sit y'all Hebrew asses down somewhere if you're really Hebrew. And you need to obey this word right here. Put down your differences. Now, you don't want nobody. I have not fellowship with you, my brother. I had one that had the nerve to tell me a few years back when we were going to be on something together. But I have not fellowship. So you got to teach me the way you think before we can fellowship? Get out of my face with that. You need to be learning some of the things that I know. Well, you call them little bitty things, though, huh? He always have been able to bring out the little things, like you got the major stuff covered, huh? Brother, you in preschool and don't even know it. Sit down somewhere, okay? Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. He didn't say, oh, ye Hebrew groups, splinter groups in your little hole in the walls, not desired. Where is that in here? But look why he said this. Before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, he's telling y'all better hurry up and get it together before this day come. Before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you. Because you didn't gather yourself together, he going to get you too. Yes, you Hebrews, because he's giving us a direct order here, a direct command to come together, put down this argument when a day start or a new moon and all this. Sure, that's important, but if this is the reason why you don't invite other brothers and sisters into your so-called camp, tear your camp down and just become a Hebrew like you're supposed to be. Okay, come down off your little titles that you put upon yourselves. Because if Yah didn't choose you to be a Moray, to be a prophet, to be a spiritual leader, then you need to sit down somewhere. You just need to say, everybody want to be the big cheese. And that's not how it's set up. The nation of Israel was made to work together. Every single component works in its own place in this tremendously huge and blessed nation of the Most High Yah. He didn't tell us to be sticking our chest out because we've got just a teaspoonful of something and we think we know everything. No. He said, you better do this. Gather yourself together before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. Yeah, that's right. You and me and us too. Yes, he's talking to all of us. Seek ye Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be now, even if you seek all of these things, look at it may be, ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. It may be now, even after you seek what? Even after you seek righteousness, even after you seek meekness, it still may be. See, it may be. Maybe, he's not even guaranteeing you this. It may be you shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger. Hallelujah. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14. Hallelujah. Look at this now. Well, verse 13. Because the remnant that he is going to preserve, he is going to hide, he is going to save. Look at this. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. They shall feed now. You can't feed if you think you know everything. See? Eliyahu come back here. Eliyah, the prophet. You'll be trying to argue with him. No, that's not right, Eliyah. That's not when the day started. A man who know now. Y'all be trying to argue with him. Because you got it in your head because you were taught from some man who knew just a little bit now, a few things. And you think you got it all. No, sir. No, ma'am, it doesn't work that way with the Most High. Because if you exalt yourself to that, then that means that you think that you know more than the Most High. And some of y'all may try to argue with him, and I know your ass is grass then. Ain't no doubt about it. Because y'all never even argue with you. This is going to put you where you need to be and where you're going to be. My brothers, my sisters, we got to get this together. See, while y'all sitting around talking about heathen, heathen, all, you better be getting you together. Because you and I got some things to go through, too, before we get to where we're going. Hallelujah. This remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity. Black people that ain't behind each other, backstab, talking about each other, breaking up into splinter Hebrew groups and talking about each other and battling each other, talking about in damn debates. Nor speak lies. Neither shall a deceitful tongue. Y'all got deceit in your tongue, my brother. You say one thing and do another. You do things without what? Without the proper intention, without righteous intention. That's got to go, my brothers and my sisters. Hallelujah. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the earth, O daughter of Jerusalem. See, you can't feed and lie down, brothers and sisters, if you think you're fed and you're full and you can't be fed anymore. Okay? Humble yourselves. Humble yourselves. All of us got to get way down, way down. We got to be humble, man. That's getting way down. That's throwing everything, pushing everything to the side. And let Yah's will be done in each and every one of our lives. Because Yah know. We don't know. Yah know. Hallelujah. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Sing and shout. Look at that. Ain't nothing wrong with singing. Ain't nothing wrong with shouting. But let your singing and your shouting be about something. Be glad, he say, be glad, not sad, glad, and do what? And rejoice. What does all that mean? Man, happy, 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 glad, glad, glad. Ooh, wee, running over with it, with all the heart. Notice, with all your mind. Ooh, let happiness just overpower you, over, you know, be overjoyed. Oh, daughter of Jerusalem. Yahweh hath taken away thy judgment and hath cast out thine enemy. That's what he's going to do. So here, Mr. White Man, we hear you. And we hear you calling us the children of God. We are the children of Yah, true enough, but not the children of God, because God is not one of Yah's titles. It's time to come all the way with this now, brothers and sisters. No compromise. Of course, we know when you have new listeners, they have to be educated. That's what we're doing. We're educating as we go. God is not a word that should even be used to refer to the Most High. It's the word dog, spelled backwards, not to mention the fact it is the what? It is the name of a pagan deity. You need to look it up. It came from a pagan deity that was originally spelled G-A-D, God, God. See? But, hallelujah, it is not his title. Hallelujah. So we being for real about it. Yahweh has taken away thy judgments. See, he has multiple judgments upon us as a nation. And this was one of them, to be brought here, to be beaten down by this wicked heathen, which is the worst of all of them on the planet. This heathen over here in so-called America, the United Snakes of America, and snakes are justified in what they do because they are predatory animals born to do what they do. So there's nothing wicked about a snake. And please don't run back down the garden, because I guarantee you, you do not understand the fact that that was not a natural serpent. Okay? Don't go back there and try to make a snake evil. Snake is not evil in what he does. He was made to do what he do. Hallelujah. We're going to break down. We're going to get to it. I know I've told y'all, we're going to get to it now. Oh, we're going to get to it, if it be Yah's will. But I get to it before Yah comes in his great and terrible day. Hallelujah. Yahweh has taken away thy judgment, has cast out thine enemy, the king of Israel. Who's the king of Israel? Yahweh. I am thy king, O Israel. I am thy savior. I am everything to you. I'm Yahweh Yara. I'm your provider. I'm Yahweh who heals thee. I am Yahweh. Hallelujah. Melech Ahalam, King of the Universe. Hamot Tzalakam, Min Ha'arez. I am the one who bringeth forth food from the earth. Hallelujah. Yah, I am what? Hallelujah. Yah, Shaiya. I am Yah. That's who I am. I will become whatever I want to become. Who can stop me? Who can limit me? I have no limitations. I have no extremities. Hallelujah. I am the most, M-O-S-T, most, L-L-E-O, the most high. There's none higher than me. There's none equal to me. This is the most high, y'all. He has no equals. He has none beside him. Hallelujah. Praise the most high, y'all. Yahweh has taken away thy judgments. He has cast out thine enemy, the king of Israel, even Yahweh. Look at this. Is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. When Yah bring us forth from these heathen, we will never see them again. And we will never encounter evil and wickedness ever again. Never again, says the Most High Yah, will I bring this wickedness, this great evil upon this people. Now that's said in another book of the prophets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 16, in that day it shall be said to Yerushalayim, fear not, and to Zion, let not thine hands be slack. Don't let your hands be slack. Hallelujah. Yahweh the Elohim is in the midst of thee. Yahweh the Elohim in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, 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 preserve you from destruction. That's what it means to save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. Look at that. We're going to finally make him happy. Hallelujah. Isn't it about time? All the heartbreak and all the disappointment we've caused the Most High. Y'all, isn't it time we make him happy? It's time to make him happy, not make him mad, not make him sad. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, y'all. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Y'all going to sing over us. And you know y'all can sing. Y'all talking about somebody can blow? Woo! Think about it. Look at the tremendous voices he's giving our people. Where do they get it from? They get it from their Abba, from their Father, Yah. Yah can do everything. He can play instruments. He can sing. He can dance. But he is the best at everything. There's none who can supersede him, can outdo him, can do anything better than the Most High Yah. None. He will draw over thee with singing. Y'all going to sing over. Ooh, I want to hear you, y'all. I want to hear you turn loose. I want to hear you cut loose, Abba. Hallelujah. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, all, he says, and I will save her that halted and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. Look at this. All the nations are going to finally know and realize who we are. They know anyway. But look what he's going to do. He's going to get us praise and fame in every land where we have been put to shame. Oh, we're going to be famous. Yes, but with the fame of Yah, see. Oh, that's a different kind of fame. Not the fame the heathens have. Their fame, which is no fame. It's wickedness with them. The righteousness. Total righteousness with Yah. Total wickedness with the wicked. Verse 20, at that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth. When I turn back your captivity before your eyes, says Yah. When Yah turn this thing around, when he get us out of all these land, when he turn our captivity back, man, you're talking about some people going to be dumbfounded, especially these heathens. But see, America, there will be no escape for you, because he's going to totally demolish this land. This land is going to be totally destroyed. There won't be any of the inhabitants of Babylon left. Yeah, other Europeans will be around. Oh, yeah, to talk about it. Other nations will see this great thing happen. Hallelujah. So, yeah, y'all coming at you confessing it, and there's going to be more to come forth. Keep your eyes and ears on my beloved brothers and sisters, because, hallelujah, y'all can come any day, any day. But be ready. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, Yah. I am your Remy Yahoo, Ben Yisrael. It's been a pleasure. It's been a blessing being here with you. Come and join us again in another episode in the Knowledge Suite this coming W Day. And may the blessings of Yah be upon you and yours and your household henceforth forever and forever. Shalom, shalom, shalom.